Welcome, everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Okay, very good. Well, welcome, everybody. We had a few technical difficulties, as is wont to happen during these fun times on the planet, between the COVID and the hurricanes and the astral flares and the all the things, all the things that are happening. It's a wonder we can even keep our computers running, but we're grateful that we do. And tonight, we're so thankful for Dr. Carolyn Dean and the work that she's done for many, many years has created an extraordinary presentation for women called The Total Body Reset for Women. And this show is dedicated to her work and to introducing this incredible topic and this book that she wrote and the webinar that she's doing this week. So you have time to invite your friends and family members to join us in our webinar, to read the book, and to join us in the celebration of women, women's health, and also how to restore our correct relationship with nature. Welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you, Ginny. Wonderful. Yes, the book, I wrote a hormone book, Hormone Balance. I guess it was back in 2005, and I think what happened is after I wrote that book, I mean, women do have various issues, you know, throughout their lives. But I think with chronic fatigue and then the adrenal exhaustion and hypothyroidism and all these specifics, I just started saying people were going through total body meltdown. And it did seem that the issues that women were having with their hormones, it was all just wrapped up all together. It no longer did it have a focus. And even so, if a woman goes to an allopathic medical doctor, they really don't know what to do with a hormone imbalance. So for all these reasons, I got back to my hormone balance book, decided to update it, because certainly when I wrote a book for a publishing company, I couldn't put products in it. And back in 2005, I did not have products. And I tell a story that by 2008, everybody was in such a panic. The stock market crashed in 2008. So people just began to say to me, just tell me what to do. Give me a product. And then I looked around and couldn't find really safe or effective products. And then eventually putting together the products with these books, with this information, it just became easier and easier to help people with the structure and function of their bodies, because we're working at the cellular level. And that's why our products kind of have the same protocols. We put the protocol not to the disease condition, but we put our protocols to the cellular condition. And what we do with our different webinars is just tell people how we apply our products to the cellular conditions, make people comfortable with what we're doing in terms of, you know, how women cycle with nature, for example. You'll hear about that on our Thursday webinar. We cycle with nature, but we get totally distracted when male doctors took over medicine. And women who are used to be cycling with nature and in charge of so much began to give control of their bodies over to doctors. But we're definitely taking that back. So that's just a brief intro. We have a lot to do on the show today, so I'll go back to you, Ginny. I'm not even going to do our normal housekeeping list because we have so many people lined up that we want to talk to. Okay?
Absolutely. Very good, Carolyn. Yes, we have a great panel with us today. And for those of us, those of you who are on the line and on our panel, including Sarah, Emily, and Sharon, if you could just hit *9 on your keypad, that's going to let me know that you're with us. And then I'm going to request to unmute your phone. And then you're going to see the little blue button asked to unmute, and then it's going to say the host is trying to unmute you. And then we'll get you into the phone here with us and put you on the line with Dr. Dean, because I think what happened, Carolyn, welcome, 513. Who am I talking with?
Hi, Ginny, this is Emily. How are you?
Emily, okay, awesome. So we've got Emily with us, 407. Area code 407.
Okay. Hi.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. So we've got 402 is Emily, and 513 is Emily. 402. That's Sarah. Let me see, Sarah, if I can get your phone to unmute. You've got to get the little blue button. Okay, still working on that. Okay, very good. Sarah and Emily. Well, it's so perfect, Sarah and Emily, because I wanted you guys to start with us this evening first. And because one of the great things about Carolyn's book, and let me just introduce you as people who've been with our Total Body Reset for a while, or our customers, you've been great to help us out with our Instagram. And one of the things that I really love about you guys and how you've worked with us is not only are you great fans of Dr. Dean's, but you're in a perfect time in your life to be able to prevent later in life chronic conditions by getting magnesium and our minerals and stuff in your bodies now. Emily, give us a little bit of background about you and how you came to find us, and also what you noticed about the book, and just some of your general impressions.
Yeah, so about a year ago, maybe a little more, I was going through a total body meltdown postpartum. About 6 months postpartum, I got slammed with all the things, all your typical classical magnesium deficiency symptoms, and then some, including poor gut health symptoms. Excuse me. Not only that, but my baby was experiencing a lot of similar symptoms, which I found mysterious, and I didn't come to understand until I found Dr. Dean and all of your formulas that he was probably also dealing with similar gut health issues as well as significant magnesium deficiency. So very quickly, I ordered a copy of the book. Can you hear me?
There we go. Go ahead, sweetheart. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. So I read the book almost overnight and started taking the formulas right away. I started initially with just Remag and Remite, and within several months, I was already feeling better. And a year later now, both my son and I are taking the formulas, and we're both completely different people. We're also both taking a soil-based probiotic, and we've been working on some detox, the two of us. And so just wanted to thank you on behalf of our entire family. My husband takes the formulas too, but he wasn't going through a total body meltdown like my son and I were. So
now, Emily, this is Carolyn. Hi, thank you so much for coming on. When you say you read the book, which book was that, Emily?
The Magnesium Miracle, and I downloaded the ebook, a couple of the different ebooks, Reset the Yeast Connection, invisible minerals, and then the there was something about total body meltdowns at the time. I also read your blurb on the salt fix and started adding sea salt to my water to help increase absorption, and everything you suggested I did, and I talked to you several times. It's been a long time now, and you talk to a lot of people, so I'm sure you don't remember, but I talked to you several times in the midst of my total body meltdown when I was severely underweight and malnourished and dealing with candida overgrowth and bedridden and unable to take care of my son. And at the time, my mother had to move in with us to take care of my son because I was so sick, and I've made quite a miraculous recovery. So thank you to you and your entire team on behalf of my whole family, because we are brand new people, and we'll all live longer, healthier lives thanks to your formulas. And I'm pregnant now, by the way. I'm 14 weeks pregnant, which a year ago we had tested my hormones, and they were a disaster. I was severely estrogen dominant, and my progesterone was tanked, and I never thought I would be able to get pregnant again. And now my hormones are healed, and I'm 14 weeks pregnant. Also, something you had mentioned was how allopathic doctors will kind of write you off and give you these quote unquote sentences, right? Like, this is what you have, and this is how it is, and this is just what you're going to have to deal with. There's no cure for this, And I'm not old yet, but I can tell you that I was diagnosed with narcolepsy, and they told me there was no cure for that. They said narcolepsy is an autoimmune condition for which there's no cure, and thanks to magnesium, I sleep like a rock now, and I don't have narcolepsy. So, So thank you so much.
Well, Emily, it's interesting because what you've described here allows me to say, what I learned in medical school. So, for example, when you had your hormones tested back then and they were in the tank, well, doctors don't know what to do with that information. With a young patient who's, you said, estrogen dominant, I mean, what are they going to do? They have no tools. And if you wanted to get pregnant, see, you were at the stage where everything was out of whack. The body wants to heal itself before it gets pregnant again. So it's going to make you infertile with the hormones being the way they were. And the only thing that doctors do is these incredible fertility treatments where they give synthetic hormones, the IVF hormones, and introduce sperm. I don't know what they do. I mean, it's just so incredible that, you know, we're in the matrix when they're manipulating our natural hormones with synthetic hormones, and they're doing this in vitro fertilization and expecting things to turn out okay. And we get problems down the line. I did write about that in the book. I'll talk about that a bit in the webinar. But see, that those were your options. If you and your husband wanted to have more children the way you were, then you would have had to take fertility treatments. And instead, you just got your cells to be happy and healthy, without even thinking that you were working on your hormones, right?
That's just it. I didn't do anything explicitly to my hormones. They just fixed themselves once I gave my body the vitamins and minerals and rest that it needed. And that's thanks to you and your book and helping me understand what it meant to actually take care of my body at a cellular level and fixing root cause rather than band-aiding problems. And so I'm just really appreciative for that.
That's awesome. Ginny, what do you have to say to our dear friend here besides how much you love her?
Well, I do love Emily, but Emily, I ask every single person women the same question, especially women who've had children. I didn't have any children. But I think that when you find out you're pregnant, you're just so hype on doing everything you can for your body and your baby. And I like to know, what do you think we can do as a company to make a better connection with women who are pregnant or pre-pregnant women to really let them know how to care for their bodies while they're pregnant?
I think, to be honest, I'm doing a lot of the same things for my body now that I'm pregnant as I was when I wasn't pregnant. And so I don't know that there's a huge difference. I mean, I think that your marketing might be a little different if you're really wanting to connect more with pregnant women. But in terms of the advice that you're giving them, the only difference for me is I've started to take the calcium, the ionic calcium. I hadn't been taking that for quite some time because I knew I was severely magnesium deficient, and I wanted to restore my depleted magnesium without calcium interfering with that. Now that I've been doing that for a year, I've included both the calcium and the potassium now since I'm pregnant. So other than just ramping up some other minerals and you know, taking more things like choline, which is in eggs, I'm really doing mostly the same things. So I don't know that I have a specific answer to that.
Okay, good to know. No, that's great to know. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, because that does go back to just supporting things at the cellular level. If your cells are happy, yes, your hormones are happy, and then it's the hormones that allow you to get pregnant, because the body is not going to allow you to get pregnant if it's not healthy enough to support a pregnancy. It's smart. We have genius bodies. And, you know, we just think in allopathic medicine that we can manipulate them, but that didn't turn out so good.
It never does.
Yeah, very, very good.
Rarely.
Yeah.
And okay. Also, I think tonight we have Sarah. Are you on the line with us?
Hello?
Yes, she is. Okay, hello, yeah. Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sharon. How are you?
Oh, hey, Sharon. I'm sorry. How are you?
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm good. Thank you. Glad to be here tonight.
Yes, thank you. And also, do we have Sarah, though, here as well?
Yes. Hello.
Okay, Sarah. All right. Very good. Because I know you wanted to come on and contribute early because you have 5 children at home, Carolyn.
Good for you. Thank you for bearing my children, because I just didn't have the time or the energy.
No.
Okay, tell us about yourself.
I'm trying to gather my thoughts here on where to start, but I actually became aware of Dr. Dean and her formulas a couple years ago when I started experiencing some symptoms of, I think it was related to what ended up being diagnosed as a heart arrhythmia. I had some, what I call air hunger, just felt like I could never get, I'd always want to take a deep breath all the time. And so my friend actually introduced me to the Magnesium Miracle book. And like Emily said, I read it, I think, probably within a week. It wasn't overnight for me, but within a week. And I was just blown away at how much magnesium is needed for different enzyme systems in our body. And I was just certain that REMAG could help me. And so it was about a year and a half ago I started on REMAG. And it has truly helped me with my air hunger symptoms that I mentioned earlier, and I haven't been in to like have my family doctor listen to my heart yet, but so it has actually just been a huge blessing for me, because I was feeling so run down and worried about my condition that I couldn't, you know, care for my kiddos the way I should have, but I'm doing much better now. Like I said, I have more energy. I'm even a calmer mother because of it too.
Right. I'm just looking up air hunger here, Sarah, because we haven't, I don't think I talk about it much, but, you know, they medically, they just sort of compare it or associate it with shortness of breath and fatigue, but it's really not that. It's like there's a pressure, inability to take a deep breath, and just on the verge of panic. Does that kind of describe it?
A little bit, yeah. I didn't really feel panicky, but there was definitely kind of like a pressure, you know, in the diaphragm area.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, because
I think it was, go ahead.
No, I want you to finish because you're explaining exactly what's going on, and then I'll say why. But you continue, Sarah.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit related to stress too, although I didn't really feel panicky is all I was going to add to that.
Right. Yeah, I think the panic comes afterward. It's like when you start not being able to take that deep breath, and you described it, Sarah, when you talked about your diaphragms, because I think what happens is the diaphragms can go into a bit of a spasm. They flatten out, they get tight, and that is from magnesium deficiency. So when the diaphragms are flat and then, you know, they're not pushing up and down like bellows, because when you do yoga breathing, when you're lying down, you know, your chest is supposed to go up and down, your stomach goes up and down. Well, the diaphragm kind of stops a deep breath from happening. And it can be just plain old magnesium deficiency. And then people can panic. You didn't panic. I mean, a mother of five, you know that you just don't have time to panic. You learn not
right.
to panic.
Right.
But yes, that's interesting. I'll have to talk or, you know, write a little bit more about air hunger, because that is definitely a symptom out there. Thank you. So what else? Are you just taking the REMAG?
I've been taking REMAG for about a year and a half, and REMITE for maybe 6 months. And then once Flora Revive came out, I jumped on that because I got a stool test done, which indicated that I had an overgrowth of microscopic yeast. And so I was like, I definitely need Flora Revive. And so I've been taking that since it came out. And then I just ordered your vitamin D3 K2. And I've been on and off on the Realign as well, which I feel has increased my energy, skyrocketed. So.
Nice. Yes, what's interesting is with five pregnancies, even with one pregnancy, it put the strain on the thyroid. And REMITE, that's the multiple mineral, and 9 of the 12 minerals support thyroid hormone production. So the REMITE is going to be really useful for you. I don't know if you noticed anything from it. I know when I first started it way in the beginning, I got off 60 milligrams of Armour Thyroid within 6 weeks by taking the REMITE.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's really important for you to keep with the REMITE because of what it's almost, I guess it's like a drain. Your body gets drained supporting all your little infants there, you know, during the pregnancy in the womb. They have to build their thyroids, and your thyroid hormones support that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it kind of blows me away. I always joke, I'm like, how come I'm having all these, you know, quote unquote health issues and my husband is just fine? I'm like, it's probably because I've had 5 children and my body's gone through a lot.
Mm-hmm. They've each taken a little piece out of you, but you're putting it all back together. That's
right.
It. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, very good, Sarah. Anything else for Sarah, Ginny? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, this is Sarah. I was just going to add, too, I was reading through the ebook that was sent for the Total Body Reset for Women, and I'm excited to read more about, I think there was a section in there about PCOS, which I told I had years ago when I was first pregnant with my first daughter, so.
Wow. Well, yeah. you've proved you did not have PCOS by having five children.
I know.
Really? It's like, how can I disprove this diagnosis? Oh, okay, I'll have five children. Because the whole thing about PCOS is the eggs kind of don't do much. They build up in the ovaries. They don't go through their cycling. But yeah, you don't have PCOS.
Awesome.
Yeah, very good.
And Sarah, as long as we've got Dr. Dean on the phone one-on-one with you, do you have any health concerns or issues that you did want to talk about real quick? And anything you want to share with our audience, women from all over the world who are going to listen to this and through their pregnancies and through their whole life experience, what would you like to share with other women?
Oh, goodness. I would just say, you know, like, listen to your body, and if you're seeing your OBGYN and they're just chalking it up, you know, maybe an issue you're having is nothing, which I have been told numerous times as well, you know, just seek out more information or maybe a different provider to help you. Like I found Dr. Carolyn Dean, which I'm so thankful to you, Dr. Carolyn. Because if it weren't for you, I would be on a very, very, in a very bad place with my health right now. And
mm-hmm. Well, you're welcome. So, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you coming on the show and using the formulas and being true to yourself, because as you say, listen to yourself. And when people do take the formulas, like usually most people start with the Remag, you feel better and you say, oh, okay, I can feel better. And you just don't quit feeling better. That's wonderful. Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sarah, for calling and joining us. I really appreciate you taking time away from your children, your family. That's wonderful. And I want to also just come back to Emily real quick. Emily, you had a question on the chat line. Am I back to you, Emily? Let's find Emily and see if I can get her back here. Emily, did I get you back, Emily?
Hi, yeah, I actually did not have a question. I just thought that was what I had to do in order to be able to speak. So I was pushing all the combinations of buttons to make sure you knew I was there.
No problem. This is Emily, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Emily, a question for you on the chat line was, you mentioned you were taking a soil-based probiotic, and one of our listeners typed in and wanted to know which one were you using?
I myself take one called Megaspore Biotic. It's made by Microbiome Labs, although from what I understand, your soil-based probiotic is also amazing. And so my husband alternates between the two. Does your soil-based probiotic have inulin in it?
Yes.
That's, for me, that is the one reason I can't take it. I have a weird inulin sensitivity. My gut health has improved significantly since starting all the formulas, and I have no sensitivities anymore except for inulin. For some reason, it gives me terrible gas. So, but my husband tolerates it quite nicely and says he takes the best poops in his life since starting it. So he would thank you for that.
That's awesome. Yes. No problem. No problem. No, we do have a couple customers who are inulin sensitive, and I think Diana is one of them. She's one of our great regular listeners, so she'll appreciate knowing that there's another one out there that's high quality that she could rely
on. Me too. I had never heard of anyone else with an inulin sensitivity, so inulin sensitivity sisters. For life.
Sisters for life. That's right. Although hopefully you'll build your tolerance and it'll go away. Yes, but you know, the sensitivity corner of the planet is right here with Dr. Carolyn Dean, because we have to navigate through so many things like that.
It's true.
Yeah. Emily, what would you like to share with women before I let you go? And I know you've got small children too, and your family at home. What would you like to share with women who are listening to this broadcast and rebroadcast? And any final questions for Dr. Dean?
Yes. What I would like to tell women is don't be afraid to start the formulas. They will help you feel better. Be patient, be consistent, trust the process. And don't fear swells and symptoms. Healing is never a straight line.
Oh.
So along my healing journey, even throughout the whole time I was taking the formulas, you know, there were days I didn't feel great. And there were some days when I felt better. And what starts to happen eventually as you're recovering from your total body meltdown is you start to look back and notice that you're having more good days than bad days, and your bad days become less bad and your good days become increasingly good. And so trust the process, trust the universe or God or whoever your higher power is who led you to Dr. Dean and the formulas, and be patient and consistent. You'll get there.
Wonderful.
Very good. Yeah. Gosh. Emily, sounds like you need a job in customer service, even though we don't have any openings right now. But
well, hey. You just give me a holler.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Excellent.
Yeah. Blessings.
Blessings.
Likewise.
Okay, Carolyn, so exciting. We've had such great contribution already on the show today, and we think we've got our technical questions sorted out. So let me just let our listeners know that we're going to continue with our panel. We're going to take phone calls in the next hour for Dr. Dean. You can read the blog and learn about the book at drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's drcarolyndeanlive.com. You can read about everything there. And what else do we want to say before we bring on one of our next guests? Carolyn, what's your impression so far?
It's pretty awesome. And it seems that we're reaching out to the younger age group. Our demographics tend to be my age group, you know, way post menopause and people trying to recover from decades of health issues and medications. But we really want to reach out to more younger people so that they can avoid all those decades of ill health. So I really appreciate having these wonderful women on the show, and we will market to younger people. We can do that. We can play with what we call the tech body and market to a whole younger age group and use some of these words even, because it is priceless information. And when you I think in the webinar, no, it's more in the book. I talk about pregnancy supplements. In the sort of generic pregnancy supplements, they do not even have a separate magnesium on offer. And if magnesium is in their pregnancy multiple, it's usually magnesium oxide, about 100 milligrams, of which only 4% is absorbed. So they really they're not helping people at all. And it looks like we're helping more people, and we'll try to do better.
Very good. Very good. Excellent. 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 Okay. Excellent. Wonderful. let's go on tonight. And we're moving through. And Carolyn, tell us a little bit about the cycle, the life cycle that you wrote about in the book, because I think we went from conception to all the way to transition, right? I mean, you hit every area.
Right. Yes, it's birth, puberty. So the child is born, goes through puberty, and then conception and gets pregnant. childbirth and breastfeeding, I think, is a cycle as well. And raising children, I mean, look at five children there. And then perimenopause, which is, in my mind, total body meltdown. When you have an early menopause, it's because your body is melting. And then menopause. So all these transition and transforming periods that make us women. I mean, there's no way, yes, we won't get into anything about genders, but these transitions do transform us. And unfortunately, they've been medicalized. And that's what we have to pull away from. Okay, so that's that. And let's hear from Sharon before the top of the hour.
Okay, very good. So we've got Sharon with us. Sharon, are you there? And I had to unmute you again, love.
Yes, hi, this is Sharon.
I got you.
Okay.
Hey, Sharon.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Jenny. thank you for having me on tonight. I appreciate that. I'm on the older side, maybe not, I mean, I'm not as young as the other two that were on, but 53, almost 54.
Well, you sound much younger. You really do sound much younger. So that's good.
That's because I'm on some really good products.
Oh, okay. Tell us about them.
Well, I went into menopause at 50 and, I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism 23 years ago, and I never wanted to get on anything. Actually, I did try some Synthroid many, many years ago, like 15 years ago, but it just did not go well with my body. It kept me like awake for like 2 weeks. So I refused, just flatly refused. And I mean, I felt terrible. I was always fatigued, skin was dry, nails were brittle, hair was kind of coming out, but I just didn't want to get on those things. And so the highest my numbers went was 19.2. I know you're going to cringe at that. Yeah. 19.2, and they were pretty much, you know, telling me I need to get on something. Actually, the doctor that I was seeing at the time for the hypothyroidism just said they won't see me anymore because I refused to get on anything.
Yeah.
So then I was just out on my own, and I said, okay, I've got to do some research. I need to find somebody. I tried to find a natural doctor, you know, just in my area, there's not many. So I came across you, and my numbers, after being on Remag and Remite, for probably, I think it was 6 or 8 months that I was on those, I went and got another test from my primary care, and it came down to 5.4.
Oh, wow.
And that was like over a year ago, because I have not been back from my family. So that's been over a year ago, and I feel amazing. I mean, I sleep like a baby. I don't feel like I have any of the symptoms. My nails are growing. Hair is fine. I'm not fatigued. I take all of your products. I take every single one except the Rebob.
Right.
Sorry, Bob.
Sorry, Bob. He's waving. Okay. that's wonderful. So maybe picopotassium was the latest one. Did you notice anything when you started that one?
Well, I started taking potassium as soon as it came out because I was also dealing with calf cramps and feet cramps. And I've talked to you before on the radio show about that. Mm-hmm. I was the one that would go into a magnesium pod. You know, those float pods.
Yes.
And I started doing that, and it started making me feel better before I found you. But then I don't know, somehow you landed in my lap, thank God. And I still go to the pods just because I enjoy them. But all of my calf cramps and feet cramps have gone away from being on the all the products, including that I've been on the potassium lately, the zinc, the C. Mm-hmm. And I especially like the Flora Revive the best. It really does good things for my bowels. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as far as like what I did deal with, though, is fibrocystic breast disease.
Right.
And that seemed to kind of linger a little bit longer than I felt like the thyroid. But they were pretty thick knots, mm-hmm. and they are now gone. Like, they just disappeared.
Wow.
And my husband, a bit graphic, but, you know, he'll say, yeah, those aren't there anymore. It's like,
he noticed. Yes, he noticed. Well, what's interesting about fibrocystic breast, there was a doctor up in Ontario when I was in practice up there who was renowned for using high-dose iodine for fibrocystic breast. And I was intrigued by that, and I followed his work, and yes, it was wonderful. But I didn't like high-dose iodine. So I think what's happening with the Remite, because it does have iodine, in the picometer size stabilized ions, even though it's just the RDA, it's still going to be absorbed really well into the cells. And just gradually, whatever iodine does to help chew up those cysts, which is what's happening, iodine creates a peroxidase reaction in the white blood cells that helps it helps the immune system. Actually, we don't talk about iodine enough when we talk about supporting the immune system, but that's awesome to hear about your fibrocystic breasts. And it's another reason for women to be taking Remite to gradually mm-hmm. deal with these things. I mean, as soon as mm-hmm. medicine gets involved, they just say, oh, let's give a high dose. Let's just blast it. It's what they did with the vitamin D, finding out that people are low in vitamin D blood levels. Oh, well, let's give 50,000 units. And then that just throws your magnesium off because you need extra magnesium mm-hmm. to metabolize vitamin D. So we just try to stay in balance and not get too carried away with the allopathic treatments. We're not treating disease with our formulas. We are supporting the structure and function of the cells, and then the genius body takes over and uses these nutrients where they're needed. It's same with Realign, the detoxifier. It's not going in and flushing things out. It's giving you the nutrients that support liver detoxification and help mm-hmm. produce your own glutathione. And Flora Revive, yeah, I'm glad you love it. It's named after me, Sharon. One of my middle names is Flora. So,
you were out for like a month or a month and a half, and I really felt it. asking all the time, you know, when are you guys getting that back? So
you
I've
knew.
Learned now
without. Well, I mean, it is a probiotic and a prebiotic, but I think the real clincher is having the natural Saccharomyces. It's a type of yeast. It's a natural antifungal, and we just have an overgrowth of yeast. I gave up on just trying to starve the yeast and detoxify it every day and treat it. You know, periodically with antifungals. For me, I just want to have a little bit of a daily antifungal so that I can live a normal life. I think that's what it allows us to do.
Yeah, I agree. I wanted to ask you about dermoids. I know I was reading a book about fibroids. and I know they're similar. So I had a dermoid removed prior to being diagnosed with my hypothyroidism 23 years ago. Mm. And it was smothering my ovary. So they tried to save my ovary, but they couldn't. And this dermoid had hair, had nails, skin, eyeballs. It was really scary. But of course, most of them are benign. So that's when I started, 23 years ago, is when I started down, I think, the slippery slope. And I'm not sure if it was due to that dermoid, because here's the more ironic thing, is I have a 30-year-old daughter, and I was 30 when I had it, my dermoid taken out with my left ovary. Mm. My daughter, just probably 3 weeks ago, she was down in the Keys, just got down there on her first day. They were about to go lobster diving, and she just started in like this severe pain. They ended up in the hospital down there, and she had, they, you know, did ultrasound and sonogram. They ended up telling her that she had a mass. So they ended up coming back home to Orlando, and she saw her gynecologist and another sonogram, and it was a dermoid, just like I had.
Right,
and it was on the left side. I mean, it was exactly the same age, the same side, and they had to take her ovary out.
Wow. Well, for a historical story like that, Sharon, I would say to just for your daughter, if she's open to it, to talk to our total biology consultant, Dr. David Holt. Because what the dermoid represents is trying to grow something to solve some sort of problem. So you were trying to solve a problem when you had yours. The problem didn't get solved. So then the next generation has to take on the problem.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it sounds... Go ahead.
Julie has told me about Dr. Holt. And I plan on getting to him. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I just want to get that total body reset, you know, ebook to get to my daughter so she can read it. Because she needs to get on these products so bad.
Right. Of course.
Emily and, you know, her being postpartum and all that, I have a feeling that my daughter is going to be getting there soon. And I just want her body to be in perfect condition, you know, going into pregnancy.
Right.
So,
well, and perhaps Sharon, get her to listen to the show, because what we heard from our girls, Emily and Sarah, can be very helpful to let her know what nutrients to take when you want to get pregnant. Here, you heard what Emily said when Ginny asked her, well, what more can we do for preparing for pregnancy? She said, well, no, I'm doing it all anyway. You just do the our formulas to support yourselves.
Yeah, I'm going to send her the, you guys usually send the recording out on email. So I will be sending her that for sure. Because she's got, you know, some similar yeast, you know, I'm sure, you know, candida stuff going on in her gut. And I just, you know, after having this dermoid, I feel like she really needs, she sees how it's helped me with my hypothyroidism and my, you know, the breasts. So I think she's on board. She just needs to, you know, read and hear, you know, this call. So you're right. But my most favorite that I must tell you is the RNA drops. Oh my gosh. Aww. That is like a miracle in a bottle.
Tell us more.
I take it first thing in the morning because I deal with a lot of anxiety due to a home invasion that I had. So I do a lot of triggering, you know, just little things that trigger me. So in the morning, I take it first thing, and it's like a whole nother world. I can't explain it. I try to explain to Julie, but it's like I just
I don't know, I just light up.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, they are pretty special. They do revive the life force.
Yes.
And I say that because of the radish experiment, where our mm-hmm. radishes grew like monsters because they were in an alive environment. And that's what you create with the RNA drops. So that's awesome. Very good.
The cells are perfect is what you're saying, because it does help the cellular level. So mm-hmm. I feel mm-hmm. confident that, you know, when I'm taking it, that I'm really repairing a lot of things, you know,
right.
as you're aging.
Right. And Dr. Holt will help you with the home invasion as well. Because different people have different stresses. You know, mine is several near drownings. I was afraid of the water until I found out through Total Biology and talking to my auntie in Scotland that I had several young male relatives who'd drowned when they went out to work, when they went across the bay in a dory to pick up a doctor for home birth. So I always lived with this ancestral fear of the water, of drowning. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it wasn't that you knew about it, but for some reason it was, you just felt that fear. So that's like with me, with the home invasion, I get triggered when the doorbell rings because they ring the doorbell before they kicked in the door. So little things trigger me, even though it's been right. 10 years. 10
uh-huh.
years it's been.
Right.
I mean, even through this pandemic, you know, and everything, I must say, I was not a good sleeper. And this is to all the women out there, because I have a lot of friends who complain constantly. I don't sleep. I have insomnia. You know, they get 2-3 hours of sleep at night. I'm like, you need to get on Remag. Mm-hmm. Magnesium would help you sleep, because I was never a sleeper either. Never. And especially through this whole thing we're going through, I would mm-hmm. never be sleeping. And my husband will even tell you, I sleep like a baby now.
That's wonderful. That's very healing. I mean, if you have insomnia, that can be so draining. And I think Emily was talking about how she had to rest. You know, how I write about lying down therapy. You just have to give yourself time. Of course, Sarah with her 5 children, I don't know how she keep, well, she does keep up because she's on our products, but sleep is the number one result of magnesium deficiency, and magnesium, especially REMAG, is the number one treatment for insomnia. I can't imagine what people are doing now, because they're being given sleeping pills, which become addictive after mm-hmm. 2 weeks. And so
I was on Xanax for many years after the home invasion, which I hated, because it changed my whole personality to being mean and nasty. And now I just take the RNA drops. Great. Yeah. And everything restructure. I take a smoothie in the morning with your restructure. My husband and I both love that. Mm-hmm. Only Rebob I don't take, so.
Well, Rebob is, no, it's okay, Sharon. Rebob is just a bigger bottle of RNA drops, that's all.
Oh, I thought it had fish oil or something like that, or your hot oil?
Not yet, no. No, Rebob, we just thought we doubled the dose, or it might be even more, and it's less expensive. So yeah, start getting Rebob for Pete's sakes.
Oh, might as well get it one more to go.
Well, yeah. when you're finished this bottle of RNA reset, just get your next one will be Rebob. It'll last a lot longer.
I didn't know that. Okay. That's good to know. Yeah, I'm for life, because I tell my husband all the time, I will never go a day without Remag and Remite
especially, you know, I'll tell them if I'm ever in the hospital, you have to bring that in to me.
Yeah, just put it in a water bottle. You don't have to declare it. And if they won't let you do that, just bring in a hand cream bottle, empty one from the drugstore, put in the Remag lotion, and just keep slathering that all over. Okay.
I use that at night too. One question I do have about the Himalayan salt. So you talk about colorful Himalayan salt. I can't find that anywhere.
Right. Well, on Amazon, you'll find pink Himalayan salt. It'll just say it right out.
That's what I use. But I thought, is there like different colors of Himalayan salt, like blue and...
No, there are different colored salts. Like here in Hawaii, our salt is more copper colored, and there are different colors. But no, the Himalayan is mainly pink. So I'm sorry if you got another misimpression. We'll have to up our marketing, Ginny, to tell people what the Rebob drops really are and what salt. People can get.
Yes, absolutely. We can do that.
Yeah. I don't know where we are in timing because we started late, Ginny, so you'll have to guide us.
Well, I was asking Rachel, our producer, if we're taking a break because we're going to have music or if we're still in technical limbo, in which case we just keep talking. So I haven't gotten a clear word back from her. I texted her about it. I think she's sorting it out. So I'm keeping talking. But, she just texted me back. Take a break. All right. So, Sharon, you've been a delight and a joy. Would you mind staying on the line in case anybody of our audience has questions for you? And then we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with Julie, with Lisa, and also with Sandy's going to be joining us right after this break.
Hour 2 of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD-ND. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
No. natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit RNAReset.com to learn more. That's RNAReset.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.